Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, as you know, we have been talking to Irish chefs over the last number of weeks about their favourite cookbooks, the ones that they keep coming back to time and again, the ones they find the most inspirational. This week, I'm joined by Chef Kwangi Chan. Good morning, Philip. And thank you very much for coming in.
How are you doing?
Same question here. I have asked everybody at the outset of this item. What makes a good cookbook, in your opinion?
Oh, I'm a bit of a nerdy cookbook because, you know, been in Michelin star restaurants for years. Like, so I kind of buy real technical kind of cookbooks, Philip, you know. So like Michel Bra, you know, and the Marco Pierre Weiss back in the, you know, the really early days, like, you know, but nowadays, when I kind of get a bit older, I kind of like the home cooking, you know. Rick Stein has always been a real good hero of mine, you know.
And that's your first choice, which I have to say really surprised me, because I wouldn't have thought that your cooking took too much inspiration from Rick Stein and
his
wholesome pies and fish dishes.
Oh, but that's not where the real flavours come from. Like, you know, just no, like, you know, curtains and just, you know, dig in. I have one here in front of me. It's it's kind of a long weekend, you know, but it goes like from Spanish to, you know, integrating from Moroccan kind of flavors in. This one's like a lemon sole with pointed cabbage and, you know, a lemon butter sauce, you know what I mean? It's just a lovely steamed fish with a lemon butter sauce and cabbage. Like, you know, I look at pictures like this and look at the recipes. I mightn't look at the recipes, but I go home and cook it. Like, you know, I buy a piece of fish and, oh, I might have a bit of lemon butter sauce with my fish tonight.
So, hang on. So is that all that you need then, is the picture?
Yeah.
Is that what you're working off?
Yeah. I kind of look at the pictures. And what I do is I glance through the recipes a bit. And if I see something that's unusual that I wouldn't kind of put in, I'd be like, oh, I must try that. You know what I mean? What kind of flavor profile will that add to the dish that I wouldn't normally cook? Like, you know, so...
But yet I'm really surprised that Rick Stein, and it's any Rick Stein book you're saying, not any one in particular.
Well, I like, you know, I like, you know, the old Gary Rhodes. You remember Gary Rhodes? Like,
yeah.
You know, his old
yeah.
cookbooks, like they're real traditional and classical French, but all his recipes were just on the point. Like, you know, everything comes out perfect, you know. It's like this one here is like, you know, Konzi chicken, prunes, saffron and paprika. Why wouldn't you try that?
Give me all of those ingredients again.
Konzu chicken, prunes, saffron and paprika. It's like a Greek Macedonia kind of dish, you know what I mean? So
amazing. I'm trying to imagine that and I'm not doing very well because it's a complicated...
It's very sweet and, yeah, it's quite, you know, very nice.
Your second choice of book is The Gathered Table.
Oh, The Gathered Table, yeah. Have you come across this? I contributed a recipe to this as well. And yeah. It has recipes from Neville McGuire.
Isn't it 55 different?
Yeah, so it's about 55 or 60 different recipes from chefs around Ireland. And it's for Peter McFerry Trust, you know, and it's published by Nine Bean Rose. Same publisher as Blast a Cookbook, which my book is in. But great cause, amazing recipes from, you know, chefs who kind of contributed. Like Neville has a lovely korma chicken here and Dorina has a lovely chicken... Roma chicken with chips of rosemary and thyme, you know.
Mm.
Lovely.
And it's nice that you basically get kind of the best from 55 different cookbooks in the one book.
Exactly. And look at it. It's beautiful, isn't it? Like, it's just a lovely coffee table book, but it's very useful, like, you know, so, yeah.
How many of these books do you have on your shelves at home?
I have about 300 or 350, yeah.
And how many do you, you know, be honest, how many do you actually consult on an ongoing basis?
Oh, I look for cookbooks for inspiration when I'm looking at writing a menu, like, you know, so because food changes all the time, you know, Philip, and you kind of go back, but it always goes back to the classics. And, you know, and you kind of look back, say, I have a book here, Michel Bra. He's probably one of the ones that started the, you know, vegetarian and real kind of modernist kind of cuisine, you know, back in the 20 years ago. And I still look back at that for inspiration. And I have Marco Pierre White's White Heat for First cookbook that he brought out. And this was the one probably that made me want to go chefing, you know, so.
Really?
And yeah.
But given how much of this is online now, is there a place for cookbooks? I mean, what do they give you that you can't get just going onto the internet and putting those ingredients, prune, saffron and whatever else it was, into Google?
I like holding a cookbook and I like to have it on shelf and looking at it, you know. I am Online recipes, yeah. Look, online recipes you can always get, like, but I like supporting the publishers, I like supporting the chefs, you know what I mean, that are writing it. I love, you know, having this on the bookshelf and you can reference it back, you know, even 10 years back or 20 years back, you know, you still have it there, you know, so, yeah.
Now, as technical and as technically gifted as you are in your cooking, your own cookbooks are markedly quite simple affairs that, yeah, you know, even somebody as ham-fisted as I could make a good crack at.
Yeah, so my first cookbook was Wok, so it was the first Irish, I think we did this here before.
It was Blast of Books.
Yeah, yeah, and
wonderful series of books.
When I went to the publisher, she goes, I want to do this and do that, and then she kind of came back to me and says, look, why don't you try Connect the, you know, the real simple kind of, you know, Asian cooking and maybe influence that at the first cookbook to bring people along, you know, and I did. And it made sense to kind of, you know, go back to your roots and kind of change it from the takeaway kind of, you know, profile up to kind of modern street food, you know what I mean? Which, you know, I think it worked very well.
I know, but do you not feel a little bit insulted yourself by taking all of that knowledge and then applying it to a recipe for sweet and sour chicken?
No, not really, because like in sweet and sour chicken, like I've been using the best ingredients there, a really nice kind of plump kind of, you know, orange juice instead of the really red kind of dye colour, you know, pineapple juice, really good honey, you know, really using really good ingredients, you know, and trying to get a nice takeaway dish that you would get.
What's your third book?
Oh, my third book. What was it?
Because you've brought about 10 in with you.
I know, yeah. So I said Michelle Bra and Marco Pierre White, you know. So I have another loads. Like I always kind of reference back to Escoffier. Like it's the godfather of like cooking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like you would find like a really old classical like mousseline dishes that, you know, real chefy kind of find that you kind of reference back to classical cooking and see whether when you're putting something on to a Michelin star restaurant dish that you're referencing near enough to the right recipe, you know, that you can kind of change and to modernise it yourself, you know. So
anything by Michelle Bra, anything by Rick Stein, and The Gathered Table.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you, Chan. Thank you very much for that.
Now, thank you.